Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or the Hoosier schoolmaster?
Yeah, down in there someplace. I don't know which, but someplace.
Beebe?
Beebe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beebe.
Yeah, we had our first day on Friday. We ate our lunch at Beebe. Mm-hmm. Quite a quaint old place. Mm-hmm. I never was there, but the first supervisor of Cataract Dam down here on the Cataract Lake, Mr. they were from Beebe. And he was a licensed pilot on the Ohio River. And it was very interesting to see the book, a manual, I suppose, of 150, maybe 200 pages. But it was very interesting to go through that and follow the river up from the Mississippi. Here would be a diagram following the channel. And here would be a bridge at, we'll say, Evansville across the Ohio River. Well, there isn't any at Evansville. Down at, what's the town right below Evansville there? The bridge across there. Then you get up to Covington. There's a bridge there. And all the dams are numbered on this chart. Mm-hmm. All the bridges are numbered. And in order to get your license, you have to know all this in that channel from the mouth of the Mississippi River to Pittsburgh.
That's quite a requirement, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
The different things, the different markings that you have to recognize.
I haven't done it too much of late, but I used to listen to the river traffic on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not sure why I haven't heard that lately. I just haven't tuned the frequency.
Down on the Ohio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we were talking that if you really did encounter a very high hill, our word for that, we don't have them in Indiana, but you get down to the Smokies, we call them the
Smoky Mountains. You refer to them as mountains after they get so high, I suppose.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, now this is different. This is coming kind of back a little bit. But where boats stop and freight's unloaded, you call that a?
Oh, that'd be the dock or the wharf.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, how about not a street exactly, longer than a street.
A boulevard?
Or out in the country you'd call them, what, the general word for it?
A road, uh-huh. Country road or something.
Now if they are constructed of cement or concrete, you'd call that a what?
Concrete. Pavement.
Pavement.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Now, did the expression concrete road, is that used, or cement road, either one?
Oh, you hear both.
Yeah.
You hear a concrete road or a cement road, cement pavement. You hear both of them. I don't think there is any special name for them, or any specific name of any kind.
Either one would do.
Yeah.
I think there was a concrete stretch of highway road between my hometown and the county seat.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was growing up, this was called Cement Road.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you hear quite often.
Just a 2 mile stretch. It was 12 miles, but
they called it Cement Road.
It was called the Morristown Road, and it stretched out south of town there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became blacktop.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, we got something like that between Brazil and 42. I think there's some concrete stretch in there.
Well,
I believe it is. There is that concrete. Maybe that's just
59. You mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of.
It is, isn't it?
Let's see. Is it
part of the way it is? Isn't
yeah,
it?
I think it is. I think
part of the way it's
part of it is. I think down to I-70 is concrete,
uh-huh.
And then I think from there on it